and it's hello from Keith Beckingham here in Tawyn, Wales. Well, it's certainly a very happy day for me, as I am being reunited with the three-manual Wurlitzer I played many years ago when it was installed in the Granada Cinema in Woolwich. I can tell you it was quite a thrill as a youngster of 14 to press the lift button and rise in the spotlight to entertain what, in those days, were quite large audiences. I'm here to play a concert tonight, but just to give you a little taster of what the organ sounds like in its present home, here's an item with a rather appropriate title. That was, of course, Granada, composed to convey the spirit of Spain rather than the memory of a cinema in southeast London. But now, another reason why it's a happy day for me is it's a chance to catch up with my good friend John Smallwood, who can tell us how this Wurlitzer got from Woolwich to Wales. John.
Oh, I can tell you parts of the story, Keith, you know, not all of it, because I think I've got the gaps in my knowledge anyway.
Right.
But, of course, it came out of the theatre, I think, in 1972. I think that was the time. And it was bought by somebody who installed, well, didn't install it, got round to doing partially installing it just north of the border, just south of Carlisle and Penrith. And I don't think it ever actually played there. But then there's a chap who had a big farmhouse just outside Carlisle itself, Frank Walker his name was, and he had installed it. He'd got an enormous shed attached to the farmhouse, a big barn really, And he'd converted it into a cinema, the full 35mm cinema. And he had two Wurlitzers and a Hammond and goodness knows what pianos and all the rest of it, you know. He advertised both organs, which were the Ritz-Workington organ and this one, the Granada Woolwich organ. And I thought to myself, because when I was living in London, I was involved very much in looking after the New Gallery, the Trock organ, and various others. You know, David Lowe and I used to go around doing an awful lot of work on looking after the organ. So I missed it down here, really, and I thought, well, it might have some scope when I moved down into Wales. Anyway, so I tried to get hold of this bloke, and he wouldn't answer the phone. Eventually, he did answer the phone. So I said, well, I'm just interested in the Granada organ. And he said, I'm sorry, I only sell them both together, he said. Well, I didn't particularly want two organs.
No.
So I forgot about it for a bit. And then Charlie Davidson, you know Charlie Davidson?
Up in the North East. Name rings a bell, yes, yes.
He phones me up one day. He says, are you still interested in the Granada Woolwich? So I said, vaguely. Nowhere to put it. he said, only I've always wanted the other one as a residence organ, you see. So if I get the two and then sell the Woolwich one on to you, how about it? So I said, yeah, all right, I'm on. But then I had to find myself somewhere to store it. So
yes.
That's what 1992 that was.
Right.
And several of us from the railway, which I'm involved here, we went over with vans into Carlisle and collected this organ in bits and pieces and God knows what you meant. We found why he would only sell it the two together, because he had wired the relays so that you could play both organs from both consoles.
Oh, right.
And we had to do a hell of a lot of unknitting then.
Of course, yes.
Which was great fun. All the electrics being unknitted. Anyway, so eventually after, I think, three long weekends we had. And so we brought it over here in 92, and then I bought a small old stable and put it in and had it in there. And gradually got bits of it playing. And in the end, I used to tell people that it came from a 2,000-seat theatre. It's going into a 200-seat theatre here. And and it's now playing in a 2-seat theatre because it was a stable with a person's steps, you know.
Well, John, thank you very much. That was very interesting. I think I'd better pop off and freshen myself up and put on my tuxedo ready to entertain the good people of Tallinn tonight.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to remember two famous male vocalists, both of whom are sadly no longer with us. The first one was Matt Monro. Do you remember Matt Monro? The singing bus driver, of whom even Frank Sinatra held in high regard. So we'll do two of Matt Monro's famous ones, Portrait of My Love, which was a very big hit from him, then the theme from the 1963 James Bond movie, From Russia with Love. Then we're going to move on to the work of Edmund Hockridge. Remember Edmund Hockridge? Came over after the last war from Canada and performed in many of the big Drury Lane productions. We'll start with his signature tune from The Pajama Game, a lovely tune called Hey There. And then he also appeared in nearly 1,400 performances of Carousel. So we do the big number from that, If I Loved You. I never met Matt Monro, but I certainly got to know Ted Hockridge quite well because he worked with us on a series of shows called Hockridge Meets Hammond. And he was a joy to work with. He lived in Peterborough. And he lived next door to Ernie Wise. How did he come to live next door to Ernie Wise? Quite easy. He and Ernie had been lifelong friends, and Ted and his wife went up to stay with Ernie Wise and his wife one weekend, and went out for dinner at a local restaurant, and in the course of conversation, Ted said to Ernie, he said, you know, it's a lovely road you live in there, lovely houses, I'd love to live there. And Ernie Wise said, well, actually, if you're that keen, there's my neighbour over there, he's about to put his house on the market. That's how he came to live in Peterborough. So let's remember Matt Monro and Edmund Hockridge. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're going to go over to the Hammond because, as some of you may know, for many years, about 26 years, in fact, of my life, was spent demonstrating these wonderful instruments. And there's a sort of hint of deja vu tonight because finding a Hammond A100 and a PR40 tone cabinet, these are instruments that date back to the 1960s, which I was demonstrating, chasing around the country for many, many years. And we'll go over to the Hammond and hear what that sounds like. I'm sure you recognised all those tunes. The last one, of course, was Almost Like Being in Love, and that came from a lovely show called Brigadoon. Brigadoon was a mythical village somewhere up in the Highlands, and had some lovely music from it. We're going to go back to the Wurlitzer now and play the big love song from the same show called The Heather on the Hill. I think we've got time just for one for the road. So here's a little composition called El Bimbo. And after that, I'm going to play a number that I'm sure you're bound to recognise, and if you'd like to join and sing to finish off the evening, be marvellous. Just warn you about the key change towards the end, okay? So I think you'll recognise the tune, but to start with, here's El Bimbo.
Thank you. For the past half hour, you've been listening to Keith Beckingham at the organ of the Neue Pendre, Tawyn, Wales.